Born on Christmas Day, 1745, during an age of remarkable individuals, Joseph Boulogneau Le Chevalier de Saint-Georges was the son of a French plantation owner and an enslaved woman of African Wolof descent from Guadeloupe. Saint-Georges would come to occupy a unique position in life as an athlete, swordsman, military commander, huntsman, violin virtuoso, and an orchestral conductor in the latter half of the 18th century. His violin concertos, originally crafted for his own personal use, provide a fascinating glimpse into his strength as a violinist, where great agility is required and where his attractively negotiated slow movements are among the finest of any composer of the period. Saint-Georges, known as the Black Mozart, lived a life filled with twists and turns, ups and downs, mixed with royalty and elevated titles. He was an important figure in the Paris musical scene, famed for premiering Joseph Haydn's so-called Paris Symphonies. Saint-Georges was one of the earliest musicians of the European classical category known to have African ancestry, who, after a time of military duty, even imprisonment, continued to lead orchestras. Life challenges would eventually yield little resemblance to that which Saint-Georges enjoyed under the financial support of a monarchy. He died in 1799 at the age of 54. In the ensuing 200-plus years, he fell largely into obscurity. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and afar.